The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, to the United States. Harley, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Donald Trump negotiates a deal to save 1,000 jobs in Indiana.
Yeah, he's visiting right now the Carrier air conditioning plant in Indianapolis. Just announced that the actual number is a little over 1,100. But, you know, they're good union jobs, and it's been widely praised. At the same time, he says, well, that was good. He said there's not much he can do before he's actually the president, but he did negotiate the deal. He says the tax breaks to keep business or create business in an area as a long-time practice, of course, if it makes sense on both sides of the street. But he also said that, you know, while everybody's impressed and people came up to him with tears in their eyes because they get to keep their jobs, he said it's going to be changes in policy and in the tax structure that's going to make the big difference going forward for business in this country. And could very well, you know, rev up the business engine.
Yeah, it has to be sustainable. All right, Buzz Aldrin rescued from the South Pole.
Well, yeah, I mean, Buzz Aldrin was the second man to walk on the moon. Evacuated from the South Pole, he's now in New Zealand, where he's in a hospital. He's in stable condition. He was there as a tourist. But Buzz Aldrin likes to get around the world. He still does, you know, after all these years. He's 86, flown from McMurdo Station to Christchurch. And with some fluid on his lungs, they say he's responding well to antibiotics, so I guess he'll be okay. Got to hope so, because he's a great man.
He's an icon. And a 15-year-old boy stopped by his parents while trying to take guns to school?
Yeah, well, he took the guns. He had stolen his parents' shotgun and a pistol and gone to school with them. They realized the guns were missing, and they knew they had problems with the boy. So they went to the school, and the parents found him in the school, and they fought with him in the hallway. The gun discharged into the ceiling, but the dad tackled him. They disarmed him and turned him over to the police. This is in Bountiful, Utah.
Lucky.
Well, yeah, and brave. The parents are being, you know, praised, you know, three ways from Sunday for doing this, because they knew what was going on, and at least they figured it out just in time.
Yeah, very, very true. All right, you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for everything this week.
Thank you.
Good on you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Harley Carnes in the United States.